Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon and welcome to Day Air Ballpark, home of the Dayton Dragons, where our Indians will be taking on the Lincoln View Lancers today. Ranked number 2 in the state, coming in at 10-1, 6-game winning streak, and playing well. The Lincoln View Lancers are a tough team. It's always a great game when we're playing them, and this year is going to be no exception, I hope, because we've gone up there a couple of years ago, played them really tough up there, played them tough last year. We'll see how it goes, and our Indians are coming in, and we're playing pretty well, and I think we're ready for this contest. Our Indians are coming in at 8-4, 3-2 in the MAC. They're having a coaches meeting down there. Looks like they're just about finished with that. And so Eric Fishpaw and his 10-1 Lancers are coming in here. And I'm going to see. Looks like they're going to do some. They're doing a little announcing here, so it's not quite time for the national anthem. So. Coming up for our Indians, we had the girls game on earlier, the noon game against Rushi. I believe we lost 7-2 against Rushi. We had that on Sports Stream 2. That was kind of a last-minute thing, so that will be in the archives later today when I get back from here and am able to get that in the archives, along with this game we're getting ready to play here at Day Air Ballpark. Monday, another just offhand game that we are going to be playing, the baseball game team will be playing at South Adams. We just played them in a doubleheader a week or so ago at Fort Recovery, and we'll be playing them at South Adams on Monday at 5. There's $6 admission charge as dictated by the state of Indiana, and we will not be able to broadcast that game. So if you're going to go up there, just make sure you have the $6 to get in. It's a really nice place to watch a ball game there. They treat you great up there, and it's just a beautiful place. They're at the same place they've always been, but they had some major upgrades a few years ago, and it is just a great place up there at Burn. So that's Monday, baseball at South Adams, and again, $6 cover charge to get in, and we will not be broadcasting that game. Then Tuesday and Thursday are MAC games, baseball at St. Henry. That'll be on Fort Recovery Radio, and Thursday, softball will be hosting Minster, and that'll be on Sports Stream 2, and also at the same time, it'll be baseball at Minster, and that'll be on our regular Fort Recovery Radio stream. So Friday and Saturday will not be any games because Friday night is prom, and so we won't be doing the softball and baseball will not be having games Friday or Saturday. A week from now. So that's what's kind of coming up. And we're doing a ceremonial first pitch. Didn't catch who it is. Looks like he's in a Lincoln View Lancer uniform. I'm going to guess. I'll put my glasses on and see if I can tell. But he threw a great pitch. Threw a strike. I'm going to say it might be an injured player that hasn't been able to play this year, or possibly a previous player. Not sure. I wasn't able to hear. So going back out and doing the coaches talk with the umpires at home plate. And so they're also doing the announcing, so introduction of players. So Fort Recovery will be the visitors. This is a Lincoln View home game. So for the Indians, the lineup will be Caden Grizzy. He'll be playing third base. Wyatt Benn be batting second. He's in left field. Cale Rammel in center field. Daniel Patch at first. Troy Homan at shortstop. Sage Wendell at second base. Riggs Toby catching. Tucker Overman in right field. And Alex Dews will be pitching for the Indians, and he'll be batting in the ninth position. For the Lincoln View Lancers, it will be the pinch hitter, Dave Ebel. Let's see if I can find who he's pitch hitting for. But their pinch hitter's leading it off, and it'll be the catcher, Miles Moody. He'll be batting for the catcher, Miles Moody, and that'll be Dave Ebel. Then Caden Hanf, and he'll be the right fielder. Austin Bockrath, the third baseman. In the cleanup position will be Evan Miller, and he's playing second. Jack Dunlap at first base. In the sixth position, it'll be Aiden Hardesty pitching for the Lancers. Braden Renner will be playing in left field. And Chase Overholt will be the shortstop. And Holden Price, will be batting ninth and playing center field. So that's the lineups for both teams. Indians will be batting first. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes with the beginning of the game after the national anthem here.
And let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. And Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians are taking on the Lincoln View Lancers. It's a home game for the Lancers, and again, they come in ranked number 2 in the state, coming in at 10-1, and their pitcher will be Aiden Hardesty, a junior, and looks like he's probably 6'2", a good-looking ball player, and they are If I looked at this right, and I'll maybe go through it as we as they come to bat, but I believe they are starting two freshmen, and that isn't just a fluke for today. They are starting two freshmen most of the games this year. So they are not only a really good ball team, runners-up to Rushi last year in the state tournament, they're really good this year, and if they have two freshmen starting, that just tells me that they are continuing that great tradition of just great ball players all up and down their lineup and all through their system. So that is it's always been a really good game for us to play them. We usually play them very early, and it's a good gauge of how we're going to be that year. Salina and Lincoln View, we play both of them early, and it's just been kind of telling us where we're going to be and what we have to work on. So Indians are coming in at 8-4, 3-2 in the MAC, and playing pretty well. We've been getting a lot of runners on base, and sometimes we just have a little trouble getting them in. We can't do that today, or we might get really beat. We need to get them on, get them over, get them in, as they say, and really, really get this game going. Indians be led off by Caden Grizzy, and he'll come up bat right-handed. He's a sophomore, followed by Wyatt Benn, Cale Rimmel, and Daniel Patch. Right straight down the left field line is 320, but that's only about for about 50 feet. Then it goes to 338, 381 in left center, 402 out in dead center, and 338 down the right field line. Caden leads it off, swings the first pitch very, very high. Second baseman comes in a little bit, goes back out, and catches it on the fly at the edge of the infield. So one up, one down for the Indians. That'll bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. And again, our Indians have been hitting the ball, it seems like, pretty well. But we just can't get guys in, getting them on but not in. Wyatt Benn now at the plate. First pitch, called strike, right down the middle. Cale Rimmel on deck for our Indians. Wyatt's one of our seven seniors. Next pitch, swung on, fouled into the, I thought it was going into the stands, but I couldn't see the big high net they have there, so off to the right-hand side. Hits the 0-2 pitch, high, pretty deep into left field. So it's 338, 340, 350 out in there, and he probably hit it 300 feet and played easily by the left fielder. That'll bring Cale Rimmel to the plate. Bases empty. Two outs. Daniel Patch on deck. Cale, another one of our seniors. That's hit straight, one hopper, easy hop to the third baseman. He throws it over the first baseman's head. Cale is heading for second. It went into the tarp. I'm not sure the catcher ever did find it. He was down there on the overthrow. But so Cale is at second base in scoring position with Daniel Patch at the plate. Troy on deck. So Indians do have a runner on base, and he is in scoring position. We need to start getting those guys in here. Daniel due for an RBI. That one's high. One ball, no strikes. Aiden Hardesty, the junior pitcher for Lincoln View Lancers. Daniel looks. Pitches in there, a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. Cale at second, gets a little bit of a lead here. Daniel ready at the plate. That one's outside, 3 balls, no strikes, and I would say Daniel will be taking this. He could get the green light, but I would say he's thrown 3 straight balls. We're going to let him throw a strike before Daniel swings, I'm guessing. Here's the pitch. That caught the outside corner. Looked like it was a little outside, but umpire says cut the corner. 3 balls and 1 strike. 2 outs here in top of the first inning. Swing and a miss. Big swing. So now it's a full count. 2 outs. Cale Rammel at second with a... I think I'm going to give him an error on that, but... Yep, they've given him an error on the scoreboard. It took me a little bit to find it on the scoreboard. So he hits one hard into center field. Center fielder's going back. That's over his head. Cale Rammel will come in and score, and the Indians lead 1-0. Daniel cruises into second base, standing up with an RBI double. So that is a pretty good way to get started. We got him on, got him over on the overthrow, and he came in on Daniel Patch's clutch hit. I hope this is the beginning of how the rest of the season is going to be, getting those hits in that clutch position. 2-out rally for the Indians brings Troy Homan to the plate. Sage Wendell on deck. Troy's a junior for the Indians. That one's high. 1 ball, no strikes. Hardesty is still on the mound for the Lanchers, of course. He looks in, gets a sign. Troy's ready. Batting left-handed as usual. That one is right down the middle. He took that one, and it was a great pitch. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Daniel Patch at second base now with that RBI double. And that is a called strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Daniel Patch at second. Troy Homan at the plate. That one's a little high and outside. 2-2. Troy's ready here. Hardesty. It's hit to the right side. Second baseman has it over to first in time. And that's 3 outs. But the Indians score a run. We played a half an inning. And it's Indians 1. And the Lancers coming to bat.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians are taking on the Lincoln View Lancers. Indians scored on a kind of a roller to third base. I'm giving him an error. He might have got on first, but the third baseman overthrew the first baseman. Cale got to second, and Daniel Patch doubled him in. Indians lead 1-0, and it will be Dane Ebel for the Lancers to lead it off. The designated hitter batting for the catcher. First pitch, called strike. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians. Alex has pitched very well this year. I think every one of our pitchers has had a tough outing where they just couldn't get it going. But for the most part, they're all pitching pretty well. And Alex has been pitching well recently, and he's doing well here right now. So first pitch, strike. That one looked like it was good, but I don't know. Might have been a little outside. Can't tell. 1-1. One ball, one strike. First batter for the Lincoln View Lancers coming in at 10-1 for Coach Eric Fishpaul. That one, again, from up here, it looks pretty good, but nobody's arguing, so two balls, one strike. Dane Ebel, one of the seniors on the Lincoln View squad. That's a little dribbler. Alex comes over, grabs it right on the first base line, flips it to Daniel at first. One up, one down for the Lancers. Caden Hampf will be the batter now. Hampf, another senior here for Lincoln View. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, Indians lead 1-0. That one's outside. I didn't mention Dane. I'm not sure I keep saying Dave. Dane Ebel batted left-handed, and Hanf is batting right-handed. He's the right fielder. Lifted high into left field. That has to Wyatt has to let that one drop out there, kind of in between himself and Kale. So one-out single for Hanf. So that puts him on first base. Austin Bockrath, the third baseman, is at the plate. He's a junior. Alex with a throw over to Daniel. Hanf back easily. Right-handed batter Austin Bockrath. That one's high. Gets a little bit away from Riggs, but not very far. This has about 500 feet from home plate to the backstop. If one gets past the catcher, you can definitely get to second base. It's a long way back there. It has to be 40, 50 feet. And, of course, it has the padding, so it's not going to bounce back to the catcher. So the catcher needs to keep everything in front of him. Two balls, no strikes now. And swing and a miss. He fooled him on the high curveball. Two balls and a strike. One out here in the bottom of the first. Again, Indians lead 1-0. One out and a runner at first base for the Lancers. Another throw over to first. He's back easily. Bockrath steps back in. That one is a little outside to the junior. Three balls and a strike. Don't want to lose this guy. We don't want to let them start getting people on base here. They have shown all through the year, through their 10-1 record, that they can score some runs. That one is lined past the shortstop into center field, and that puts runners on first and second. So the second hit in the inning, it was just over second base, so it was easily kept the runner from going to third. So it's Hanf at second, Bockrath at first, and the second baseman, Evan Miller, senior, will come to the plate for Lincoln View with two on, one out. Bottom of the first. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians. Daniel in a little bit at first base. Caden ready at third, but not in. That one's popped up on the right side. Second baseman, Sage Wendell, comes over, grabs it near the line, and that's two outs. That'll bring Jack Dunlap, the first baseman, to the plate, left-handed batter. Two outs now. Runners stay at first and second. Hardesty on deck, the pitcher. Lined right back at Alex Dews off his leg. He's hopping a little bit. That one hurt him. Coach Ike's going to come out and at least give him a little bit of time here, but that went right off Alex's left leg, it looks like, and that allows the runner to get to first. That loads the bases. Two outs. That's Hanf at third, Bockrath at second, Dunlap at first after the single off of Alex's leg. The umpires are out there. I'm sure they're going to give him plenty of time to walk it off. He looks like he's doing okay, but I hope they're going to let him throw a couple pitches. Yep, he's going to pitch. The umpires are standing there. Coach Ike is standing there. They're going to make sure that he can do what he's supposed to do. Going to throw a couple pitches there and make sure he's good. So bases are loaded. Two men out. It is the bottom of the first inning. Indians scored in the top half on a two-out base hit, a two-out error that got Cale to second base, and Daniel doubled him in. And Indians lead 1-0, but it is the pitcher, Aiden Hardesty, going to be coming to the plate. Brandon Renner on deck. Looks like Alex is okay. Coach Ike is coming back off the field now. They let him throw three or four or five pitches to make sure he's okay. He's still kind of having some trouble with it. He's kind of lifting his leg and making sure he's okay, but he didn't have any mechanics problems, it didn't look like. So Hardesty will step in. Bases full, two men out. Pitcher against pitcher here. That one is outside. No, one ball, no strikes. Alex looks in, gets his sign. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Hardesty. Again, bottom of the first. Indians lead 1-0. Lancers have the bases full after the liner off of Alex's leg. That one is just on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Called strike there. Hardesty will step back in. Right-handed batter. And he reaches out, taps it. Alex comes over, gets it, and he leaves them loaded. So we played an inning. It's Indians 1 and the Lancers 0.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians lead Lincoln View 1-0 after an inning. Sage Wendell will lead it off for our Indians in top of the second, followed by Riggs, Toby, and Tucker Overman. Hardesty on the mound for the Lancers. Sage, sophomore. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike to lead off the second inning. That one's popped up. Just past first base. First baseman goes back and makes it right at the line on as he was backpedaling quite a bit. So that'll be one up, one down for our Indians. I'll bring Riggs to the plate. Tucker Overman on deck. One out. Base is empty. Top of the second inning. That's an outside pitch. He takes it for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Base is empty. One out for the Indians. Riggs is ready. Hardesty comes to the plate. That one's right down the middle for a called strike. Evens a count, 1-1. Riggs will step back in. Hardesty gets a sign. That one's way outside and probably low. Two balls and a strike. So Riggs is back in there. Two balls and a strike. One out. That one's high. 3-1. Hardesty not finding the plate very well right now. Riggs ready again. 3-1. That one caught the outside corner, he says. 3-2. Full count to Riggs. One out. Tucker Overman on deck. Hardesty looks in, has a sign. Riggs is ready. Hardesty's ready. Riggs lifts one into left center field. Left fielder comes over and has it. Again, another long shot for our Indians. Would not have made it out at Fort Recovery, but it would have gotten near the fence. I'm going to say that was well over 250 and probably very close to 300 or more. So that is two outs now. Tucker Overman, your batter now. Pitcher Alex Dews on deck. Two outs, bases empty for our Indians, top of the second inning. We get the first two out in the first inning, but Cale Rimmel got on base with an error, and Daniel Patch brought him in with a double. And let's see if we can get another two-out rally going here for our Indians here in the second inning. That one's up high. Two balls, no strikes. Again, nobody on base. Two outs. Top of inning number two. Indians leading 1-0. Tucker's ready. Hardesty's ready. He lines one into center field. Center fielder's coming in. Has to let it drop. And there we go again. A two-out rally for our Indians. Two innings in a row. And Tucker Overman at first. And Alex Dews, number nine hole batter. Pitcher for the Indians. He'll step to the plate. Top of the order, Caden Grizzy on deck. Alex is ready. Hardesty is ready. That one's a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch from Hardesty. So he's ahead. No balls and a strike. Alex will step back in. Hardesty has a sign. Tucker taking a small lead over at first. That one a little low, it looked like. So a ball and a strike. Now, it's like all baseball diamonds, 90 feet between the bases, but it looks a lot bigger than that when you're sitting here. It just looks bigger than any other diamond. and it is the same size as ours, as Coldwater's, as New Knoxville's, as everybody's. It's 90 feet between the bases. It just looks bigger. So that was called two outs, two balls and a strike. And he lines one into center field. Tucker moves to second, and we have that two-out rally going. So Alex with a single. Tucker's at second. Alex is at first. Top of the order, Caden Grizzy, our third baseman, comes to the plate. Caden batting left-handed, of course. Hardesty looks in. Two-out rally, two innings in a row. Let's see if we can score with two outs. We did in the first. That one's on the inside corner. Caden jumped back a little, and it came across the inside corner. No balls, one strike. Again, two outs. Two-out rally going for the Indians. Tucker and Alex back-to-back singles with two away. So Tucker's at second. Alex is at first. Caden at the plate. That one is inside. One ball, one strike. Hardesty looks in again. Caden is ready to go. Indians looking to keep this little rally going here. And he lines one into left field. And that will load the bases. The left fielder didn't come up with it cleanly, but kept it in front of him. And Tucker wisely did not even think about going home. He would have been out by a million miles, even though the left fielder kind of bobbled it a little bit. Bases are now loaded. Three straight singles for our Indians here in the bottom of the second, top of the second, and Wyatt Benn will be your batter. The Indians have been leaving runners on base, but last inning we got that guy in, so let's see if we can get another timely hit. Swing and a miss by Wyatt. No balls and a strike. That was a little high, but Wyatt is a hitter. He can make contact, and if he can drop one in another one of those gaps like we've done three times in a row here with two outs, and he puts one over towards second base. Tough play. First baseman muffs it a little bit, and everybody is safe. Indians score another run. 2-0 Indians. Tucker comes in. That was a slow roller. Second baseman didn't field it cleanly. Probably would have had him. But that puts Alex at third, Caden at second, Wyatt Benn at first, and Cale Rimmel. Let's keep this going here. Cale's been hitting the ball hard and well, and he lifts one right side. That'll go into the bleachers. Bounces around all over the place. Ping-pongs around. No balls and a strike. Big two-out rally here. Four straight. Now three hits and an error, we'll call it. To the shortstop. He'll go across to first, and that'll be in time. But the Indians score a run after an inning and a half. It is Indians 2, Lincoln View 0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians lead the Lincoln View Lancers 2-0. Going to the bottom of the second, the Lancers will bring left fielder senior Brandon Renner. He'll be followed by freshman shortstop Chase Overholt, and then another freshman, the center fielder Holden Price. Alex's first pitch, a little off. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Another one back to Alex. Underhands over to Daniel. One up, one down. Chase Overholt will be the batter. One up, one down. Overholt and Price. Overholt and Price are both freshmen. That one's lifted into left field. Way out there. That one will roll to the fence around 350. And that'll be a one-out double for Chase Overholt. They left the bases loaded in the first inning. And Alex got out of that. One of the runners hit one off of Alex's left leg, and he had to walk that off, throw a few pitches to make sure he was going to be okay. I'm sure Jill looked at him in between innings there. So that'll bring Holden Price with one out, a runner at second base. Top of the order, Dane Ebel on deck. Little inside, one ball, no strikes. Runner getting a pretty good lead out there at second base. We don't appear to be really holding him on. Shortstop kind of out there behind him, but second baseman is over basically playing first base, and Daniel is in anticipating a bunt. Caden at third is back in standard position, a little behind third base. And, of course, toward the center of the field. That's a foul to the third base coach. Coach Fishpaw gets it, tosses it to Alex. One ball, two strikes. One man out, one man on. Chase Overholt out there at second base after a double. So with two strikes, there's a lot of action there. The second baseman goes over behind the runner, then the shortstop over behind the runner. Daniel is not in position for a bunt with one ball, two strikes. He's not anticipating the bunt. That is just a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Again, one out, runner at second base. Bottom of the second inning, and the Indians lead 2-0. Alex looks in. Overholt gets a little bit of a lead. That one's a little high. Three balls, two strikes. Full count to Price. He will be followed by Dane Ebel, the leadoff hitter for the Lincoln View Lancers. Alex looks in. Swing and a miss, and he is out. That's the first strikeout, I believe, for either team here today. That's two outs. So that's a little better. Now all I have to do is get the batter. But top of the order, Dane Ebel. He hit one back to Alex in the first inning. Hanf on deck. That one's lifted high into left center field. Center fielder, right center field. Center fielder drifts over and catches it. So that's out number three. So we played two innings, and the Indians still lead 2-0. Be back in just a minute.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians lead the Lincoln View Lancers going into the top of the third inning, leading them 2-0, and Daniel Patch will step in to lead it off for the Indians. We left the bases loaded last inning, but we did get a run in. Daniel already has an RBI. He doubled Kale in after he got on with an error. So Daniel Patch leads off the top of the third, takes the first one for a ball. That one's low and outside. Aiden Hardesty back on the mound, the junior for the Lincoln View Lancers. Two balls, no strikes. Leadoff hitter, Daniel Patch. He hits one very hard down the left field line. It's probably going foul. Yes. Out of play. I think that might have even bounced all the way up to the street. But it was about 10 feet foul. So the foul line is about 2 feet from the wall down the left field line. So the left fielder had no chance to get that. Two balls and a strike now. That one's a little high. Three balls and a strike. Aiden Hardesty, the junior, on the mound for the Lincoln View Lancers. Daniel back in there. Hardesty has his sign. Daniel waiting on the 3-1 pitch. That one caught the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. I'm not sure Daniel could have done much with that except foul it off to the right side. So he decided to lay off of it. Full count now. Nobody out. First batter here in the top of the third for the Indians. And he lines one into left field. Left fielder going back. Cannot get it. That one hops the wall. And Daniel, two for two. Two doubles for Daniel Patch here today. Man, are we hitting the ball pretty well. I don't know if it's this ballpark with the batter's eye back there, but we are seeing the ball. And we are putting the bat on the ball. And I sure do hope this is shades of things to come, because we've left so many batters, so many runners on base over the last couple of weeks. Troy Homan's going to step in. We've gotten two in. We've left a few on, but we've done a little better than we have been. Troy Homan steps in, batting left-handed. Sage Wendell on deck. Nobody out. Showed a bunt, and first baseman was coming in. Second baseman was rotating over to first. Third baseman stayed out in his normal position. Nobody out. Daniel Patch at second. Get him on, get him over, get him in. puts a bunt down, really nice bunt. Pitcher has it. He goes over to second baseman covering first base, and they're going to call him out. The umpire took his time on that, but it does what it's supposed to do. Daniel Patch moves to third base. The umpires are going to talk to each other. Right now, Troy is staying at first base. The umpire did call him out. Yep, so they talk it over, and they are calling him out. So that'll be 1-4 on that bunt. Really nice. It got the main thing accomplished, but it'd been nice to have him on first base. So Sage Wendell, the sophomore, who came up starting at the Tri-Village game and has played just about every game since then, I believe. He puts one off the handle, and it goes down the first base line, and the pitcher comes over, grabs it, and goes over to first baseman, but Daniel Patch comes into home, and it's now 3-0. Indians, two outs now. Catcher Riggs Toby, one of our juniors. He'll come to the plate. Base is empty now after getting Daniel Patch in. That one's taken high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Again, two outs. But Daniel Patch with his second double of the game. He moved over to third on Troy's sacrifice bunt. And Sage with a squibber off the handle down the first baseline. As good as a bunt. And Daniel comes in from third to score. And they did get Sage at first. But that was a really, really good play for the Indians. So Riggs is at the plate, Tucker Overman on deck, two outs. And he'll hit one third baseman. Third baseman fields it right at the line over to first. Overthrow. And Riggs is at first base with two outs. That'll be an E5. And I'm going to say that with this Lincoln View team being 10-1, this is probably the first game this year that they've had three errors in a game. I don't know what it is. I think they've played here before. Again, the bases are exactly the same distance in every one, but they're just throwing them like they haven't played here before. So, but they've played in a bunch of big games over the last couple of years. I can promise you that. So I'm not sure what it is, but they're not throwing the ball as they should. So the Indians are taking advantage of it, and we have a runner at first base. Tucker Overman takes the first one for a ball. Alex Dews on deck, our pitcher. Tucker lines one into left field. The left fielder going back, and that's hit hard. But that's caught for the third out. But that was probably hit way over 250 feet. Our Indians are hitting this ball, and it's really good to see. Some of them are dropping in, some of them aren't, but we are putting the bat on the ball. So we go to the bottom of the third inning. Indians have scored one in each inning. We lead 3-0 over the Lincoln View Lancers.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bernie, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, home of the Dayton Dragons, where our Indians lead to the Lincoln View Lancers 3-0. Going to the bottom of the third inning, it'll be right fielder Caden Hanf. He's a senior, followed by Austin Bockrath, a junior. He is the third baseman. And Evan Miller, the second baseman, who is a senior. So Hanf had a one-out single in the first inning and ended up on second and third after two more singles, but all of them were base hits, but nobody could move up an extra base. So we held them scoreless, left the bases loaded in the bottom of the first. So Indians have scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Let's see if we can put the third goose egg up for the Lincoln View Lancers. Alex Deuce, one ball, one strike to Hanf. He pops one up. It's coming back into the stands, I believe. Nope, didn't quite get back over the netting. So right way back, just up against the, hit the net and came down. So one ball, two strikes now. Alex comes to the plate again. That one, ooh, man, that looked pretty good. It must have been a little inside. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. First batter here in the bottom of the third inning for the Lincoln View Lancers, rated number two in the state. That one is outside, full count. That one was at least a foot outside. So Alex lost that one a little bit. That one's lifted center field. Center fielder comes over, has it. Nice play by Kale, I believe, out there at center field. So one up, one down for Lincoln View. Austin Bockrath, the junior third baseman, right-handed batter. Alex comes to the plate. That one's high. One ball, no strikes. One out, bases empty. Bottom of the third, again, Indians lead 3-0 over the Lancers. Getting timely hits today. That one is fouled back to the screen, a ball and a strike. A little bat boy for the Lancers comes out and grabs that. He gets his time on the big-time field. That one's way high. Two balls and a strike. Alex, let's get it back down in the strike zone. You've been hitting her pretty good. Let's get back in there. 2-1. And that one's outside. Three balls and a strike. Neither team has walked a batter, I don't think. See if we can keep that going here. Alex struck out the second batter last inning. That's a swing and a miss, three balls, two strikes, and that's the only strikeout for either team. So the teams have been putting the bat on the ball, three balls, two strikes. And that one's outside, and that's a one-out walk. So that's Bockrath's at first, and second baseman Evan Miller will step to the plate. Jack Dunlap on deck. One on, one out. A little outside. Come on, Alex, get it back in the zone. Evan Miller steps back in. That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Senior Evan Miller, second baseman for the Lancers. That one is hit off the end of the bat, lined, and Sage Wendell moves over, grabs it on the line, kind of a fading away from him, but it's now two outs, and of course the runner, Bockrath, has to stay at first on that, and that'll bring up junior Jack Dunlap, the first baseman. Two outs now. Runner still at first base after a single. That one's right, lined right back at Alex, and he caught it on the line, and that is three away. So he did walk a runner, but he left him stranded at first base. So we played three innings, and the Indians lead the Lancers 3-0.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians are leading the Lincoln View Lancers going into the top of the fourth. We've scored a run in each inning, and we lead 3-0 over the 10-1 Lincoln View Lancers. Indians have been hitting the ball and, for once, have been getting timely hits. We have left some runners on base, but we have gotten three runners in to take a 3-0 lead. And the Indians will start it off with the pitcher, Alex Deuce. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Caden Grizzy, and then Wyatt Benn. So it'll be Alex, Caden, Wyatt. Alex is going to step in. Doesn't look like he's having any problems from getting hit in the left leg on a line drive there in the second inning, I believe it was. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. Hardesty still out there for the Lancers. That one a little inside. A ball and a strike. Alex had a single his first time up. He swings it a way outside pitch. Reached way out there and still didn't get it. Ball and two strikes. That one was a curveball getting away from him, and he was wanting to hit that one. That one, pretty good-looking curveball, but didn't quite catch the zone. Two balls, two strikes to Alex. He's going to be followed by the top of the order, Caden Grizzy. Alex pitching today and doing really well. He's walked one, struck out one. Alex back in. Fouls one back off the tip of the bat. Hardesty calls the catcher out. They're going to talk about a little bit of stuff. I'm going to guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're cooking up here. But it's two balls, two strikes. So we'll see what they have cooked up here. If it wasn't in their signs, it's going to be something a little different from normal, but we'll see what happens. Alex bloops it over the second baseman. He can't quite reach it. Out about 20 or 30 feet into the outfield, and Alex with a leadoff single. Get him on, get him over, get him in. Top of the order, Caden Grizzy. Wyatt Benn on deck, nobody out. Indians with their first runner aboard here in the top of inning number four. Alex at first. Caden looking down to Coach Ike for the signs. He steps in, batting right-handed. Puts down a bunt. Third baseman comes in, plays it, goes over to first in time, but does what he needed to do. He moved Alex over. Get him on, get him over, get him in. So we have him over. One out. Number two batter in the order, Wyatt Benn, followed by Cale Rammel. Wyatt with a fly out and he got on with an error on the second baseman, couldn't handle the ball. So Wyatt's been putting the bat on the ball, flew out pretty deep to left field. That one's high and probably outside. One ball, no strikes. One out. Alex Dews now at second base in scoring position. He's off the base a little. Shortstop kind of in behind him. Pitcher looks back. Shortstop moves to his regular position. And that one is a called strike down low, but apparently just caught enough of the strike zone. One ball, one strike. Wyatt steps back in. Again, Cale Rammel on deck. Indians lead 3-0. Top of the fourth inning over the Lincoln View Lancers. And there's a hard shot. Nice play by the third baseman. Alex has to stay. He looked him back, and they get him at first base. Throw over to third. Alex slides in under the tag. Got him over again, but now there's two outs, and it's up to Cale Rammel to get him in now. Cale got on with an error and hit one to the shortstop in the second inning. So he's due. He's been putting the bat on the ball, but he needs to get in there, get him in. That one is top of the zone, but a strike. Two outs. Alex Dews at third base. Let's not leave him out there. Cale Rammel at the plate with two outs. Daniel Patch on deck. Swing and a miss. Got him on the curve ball. He was way out ahead of that one. No balls, two strikes to Cale Rammel. Cale's ready. Cale's been really putting the bat on the ball this year. Let's keep that going this at bat right here. That one hits the dirt about 3 feet in front of the plate. Catcher did everything he could and made it work to keep that ball in front of him because, as I mentioned a little while ago, there's 50 feet between the home plate and the backstop. He couldn't even have gotten to the ball before Alex would have been home. There's one down the third baseline. Foul. I thought it went across the bag. But umpire says foul ball. And it did hit after it got past the bag. It definitely hit foul, but I thought it went across the bag fair. But Cale steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Alex still at third base. A little bit of a lead. Two men out. We got him on, got him over, and got him over again. Let's get him in now, Cale. And he reaches out and just barely touches it a little bit and foul over the catcher's head. So ball, two strikes. Count remains. Cale, then Daniel. We want to get at least that far. Get him in, Cale. There's one to the third baseman. Should be an easy play. And he threw that one a little high, but he did go up and get it and came down. So he did leave a runner on base. So for the first time this game, we did not score a run. We got him on and got him over, but did not get him in. So we go to the bottom of inning number four. Indians still leading 3-0 over the Lincoln View Lancers.
Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Department is giving you a great opportunity to save money on your Fort Recovery sports season tickets. All season passes for both adults and students for the 2023-2024 sports seasons will be drastically reduced now through April 28th. Head up to the high school office and they'll give you the details, but here's one example. For a family of five who would usually get two adult all-sport passes and three student all-sports passes, you can save $175 if you buy them before April 28th. So head up to the high school office and buy next year's season tickets before April 28th and save big.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians, going to the bottom of the fourth, lead the Lincoln View Lancers 3-0. And it'll be the pitcher, junior pitcher for the Lancers, Aiden Hardesty, coming to the plate. He hit one back to the pitcher earlier, so he's 0-for-1. Hardesty fouls the first one back. No balls and a strike. That one is slow hopper to Sage at second. Easily over to first base in time. One up, one down for the Lincoln View Lancers here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Now for the Lancers,
so that'll bring Brandon Renner, the senior left fielder. He'll be batting left-handed, and he'll be followed by Chase Overholt, one of two freshmen on this Lincoln View Lancers team. So nobody on, one man out. Alex Dew's still pitching very well for our Indians. That one's a swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Again, Brandon Renner is the batter. That one's a sidearm. Made him swing and miss. I'm going to say they don't see that sidearm very often. I think that's only maybe the second time today that Alex has come sidearm. He also has one that's almost underhanded, but I haven't seen him throw it this year. That one is past the second baseman into center field. So a one-out single for Renner. So one on, one out. Chase Overholt, the shortstop, freshman shortstop for the Lincoln View Lancers. He'll be followed by also freshman Holden Price, the center fielder. So center fielder and shortstop up the middle. They have freshmen playing for them. That one is hit into right field, right square at Tucker Overman. That's two outs, and the runner stays at first. Tucker did not move. Holden Price now, the center fielder. Two out. Runner still at first base with a one-out single. Wasn't able to move on that line shot to Tucker in right field. So Holden Price, freshman center fielder. That one's outside. No ball, or one ball, no strikes. Riggs faked a throw to first base. Gets it back to Alex. Alex looks in, gets a sign. Yep, he says. Here comes the pitch. That one's very high. Two balls, no strikes. Get back in the strike zone, Alex. You've been bashing that strike zone all day. That one is right down the middle. Two balls and a strike takes it. I think he was going to wait to see if Alex was going to throw a strike, and he sure did. Perfect strike right down the middle. Two balls and a strike. Two outs. A little high. Three balls and a strike. You need to get him here, Alex. Do not walk the number nine batter. Swing and a miss. Three balls, two strikes. Good pitch, Alex. Good job. Two outs. Full count. Runner at first. Another swing and a miss. So Alex has struck this guy out twice. It's his only two strikeouts. I believe he's walked one. But he leaves him with a runner on first here in the bottom of the fourth. And the Indians through four lead 3-0 over the Lincoln View Lancers. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Welcome back to Dayere Ballpark. Daniel Patch at the plate for the Indians. He's 2-for-2 with two long doubles. And if I remember right, I believe that was Thursday. He did the same thing, had two doubles. He is seeing the ball, hitting the ball hard, and finding gaps. Let's keep that going. A little nipper at the plate foul. Took first one for a ball. That one is a little foul at the plate. One ball, one strike. Daniel Patch leading off the fifth inning for our Indians. Troy Homan on deck and Sage Wendell in the hole. That one's a strike right down the middle. Daniel was taking that one all the way. One ball, two strikes now. Daniel's ready. Hardesty's ready for the Lancers. Rocks a couple of extra times before he throws it. That one's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Daniel will step back in. Hardesty's getting himself ready. Yep, nods at the first sign. That one is a called strike. That was a pretty good pitch, and I'm not sure why Daniel did not swing at that one. That's the first strikeout for the Indians. So one out now. Troy Homan will be your batter. Sage Wendell on deck. Base is empty. That one's a little high. First pitch. One ball, no strikes to Troy. Batting left-handed again, as always. Takes a look out there where he wants to hit it. Hits it right at the first baseman. Does not play it cleanly, but grabs it over to the pitcher. And the pitcher didn't. The pitcher was covering. The first baseman probably should have taken that himself. Troy is safe at first. It was a bang, bang, bang play with the pitcher, the first baseman, and Troy all getting there about the same time. As I said, I think the first baseman could have gotten him himself, but he flipped it to the pitcher, and the umpire says that Troy got there first. Sage Wendell will be your batter now. They throw over to Troy. I don't think he'd even stepped off the base yet. So I'm sure if they've done any scouting, they know Troy likes to steal. We haven't seen an attempted steal by either team yet today. There's a hit slow roller. Third baseman knocks it down. He is struggling today. I don't want to have to give him an error again, but he's obviously a lot better than that, playing third base for one of the best teams in the state, but he's struggled today. So that puts runners on first and second. Riggs Toby now your batter. And Coach Fishpaw comes out. I think he's going to take the ball from Hardesty. They're talking. The whole infield is there. I thought I saw him grab the ball, but nobody's coming out. And I don't see anybody looking like they're going to do it. But maybe he's going to give him the ball back. Yep. Yep. They're giving him a good old pat on the back. Let's go get him. Our runners go back to the bases. We have Troy going back to second. Sage going back to first. Riggs will step in, and Hardesty is still on the mound for the Lincoln View Lancers. Again, top of the fifth inning. We have runners at first and second with one out. We lead 3-0 right now. And we have been getting them on and getting them over and getting them in. We didn't last inning. First inning we haven't scored, but see what we can do here. Two on, one out. Troy Homan at first. Great base runner. Nobody in front of him, so he can do what he needs to do. If one gets away from the catcher, he can get there easily. That one is a nice pitch right down the middle. Slow curve. If Riggs would have known that was coming, he could have hit that a long way. One ball, one strike. One out, two on for our Indians. Top of the fifth. That one's outside. Catcher tried to frame it, but that was pretty good outside. Riggs back in there. That one did get away from the catcher, but again, he kept it in front of him. If one gets past him, man, it's a long way back to that backstop. So count is now 3-3 to Riggs. He will take a walk. Tucker Overman on deck, then Alex Dews. Riggs on with an error last time up and flew out to left field. He's been hitting the ball. Pitcher steps off. Now he's back. That one comes in a little high. That walks him. That moves Troy over to third base now. Sage to second. Riggs at first with a base on balls. That's the first base on balls given up by Hardesty, and Tucker Overman comes to the plate. He flew out to center field and singled. So we have the bases loaded. Get them on, get them over. Let's get them in right here, Tucker. Hit one hard. We'll take that fly ball to center field. If that will definitely score Troy if we get deep enough. So let's just put the bat on the ball again, Tucker. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes to Tucker. One out. Bases full of Indians. We lead 3-0, top of the fifth inning. Let's get something going with one away. We will take a sacrifice fly, but we have to get another run in. And he fouls one back to the screen. We're playing the number two team in the state. They come in at 10 wins, one loss, and right now we are playing better than they are is probably the best way to put it. Tucker ready to go. That one is down in the dirt. Again, catcher. Man, I've seen a lot of those get away. It gets pass off away from the pitcher on the throw back, but no second baseman there to handle it. Nobody can go anywhere. So one ball, two strikes to Tucker. One out. Bases full. Tried to frame that one. It's 2-2. That was probably too close to take, but it was a ball. 2-2. Tucker steps back in. That one is a strike. Called strike. So that is his second strikeout and his second one this inning. So he struck out the first batter. We put three runners on base. And then he struck out Tucker. So now we have Alex Dews. Two outs now, and we really have to get it going here. Top of the order, Caden Grizzy on deck. Alex hits one deep left field. Left fielder takes a few steps back, has it, and we leave the bases full. We've been doing that before, and we stopped doing that for most of the day today, but the last two innings we have not scored. Left a runner on third last inning and left them full this inning, and we need to just do better than that if we're going to keep on winning here. So let's take a break. Be back in just a minute or two.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Dayair Ballpark, where we go to the bottom of inning number 5 and the top of the order for the Lincoln View Lancers. Indians lead 3-0 with a run in the first, run in the second, run in the third. Left a runner at third in the fourth inning and left them full in the top half of the fifth. Dane Ebel will step in to start it off for Lincoln View. First pitch called strike. Left-handed batter. He's the senior DH, DHing for the catcher. That is called strike two. He has hit one back to the pitcher and flew out to center field. His third time up here in the fifth, and he's down. No balls, two strikes. That one's a little outside for the left-handed batter. Alex Dews still on the mound for the Indians, pitching very well, throwing strikes almost every time. That sidearm, and he fouls that one back to the screen, right above the Lincoln View dugout. Count remains 1-2. First batter here in the top of the fifth inning for the Lancers. They're coming in at 10 wins and 1 loss. Nice pitch, just did not catch it. 2-2, just a little outside that slow curve. Dane Ebel steps back in. Swing and a miss. That's out number one. And that's the third strikeout for Alex Dews. So Caden Stampf, the right fielder, will come to the plate. Senior for the Lancers, batting right-handed. He lines one right at Sage Wendell. So two up, two down for the Lancers here in the home half of the fifth inning. Now that'll bring Austin Bockrath to the plate. The junior third baseman. swing and a miss. No balls, one strike, two outs. Nobody on base. Evan Miller on deck. Sidearm again, way out in front of that one. No balls, two strikes. That sidearm, when Alex uses it, it's working really well. That one is down in the dirt. Again, nobody on base, so it didn't matter, but Riggs blocked it. Got about 2 feet away from him, so no problem. As I said, you do not want one getting away from you with somebody on base. Sidearm again, and he whiffs him. Not whiffed him because he didn't swing, but two strikeouts this inning. I'd only seen him throw that sidearm maybe once or twice all year, and he's thrown it three or four times here, and he has fooled them bad on that sidearm. So we go through five. Indians still lead, and it is 3-0 going to the sixth inning.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4888.
We're back here at Day Air Ballpark, where Indians are leading 3-0. Caden Grizzy, the first batter for the Indians, takes the first one a ball and lines the second one into left field, which is caught by the left fielder, pretty much right at him. So one up, one down for the Indians, and that'll bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. Wyatt is 1-for-3 and is put the bat on the ball. That one is a line drive over the third baseman's head into left field. He picks on the first pitch, and he's on base. So one on, one out. And Cale Rammel is now the batter for the Indians. And Cale was on with an error in the first inning and then has hit one to the shortstop and to the third baseman for outs in his next two times. First pitch is very high. One ball, no strikes. One man out, one man on. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Again, Indians leading 3-0. Scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. We were getting them on, getting them over, getting them in, but we left a runner at third in the fourth inning and bases loaded in the fifth inning. We have a runner at first here now. Let's keep them going. Wyatt Benn at first with a one-out single, and Cale at the plate, followed by Daniel. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. This beautiful Day Air Ballpark, this is really nice. That one's inside. Just looking around the neighborhood, it has changed in the last 15 or 20 years. A lot of that thanks to Crawford Hoying Development Group. partially headed by Bobby Verne, Mike Hoing, Tommy, and Crawford can't not think of his first name, not a Mercer County guy, but the Hoing boys are developing this end of Dayton, and it is beautiful. Three balls and a strike, and there's a shot. Shortstop goes over, cannot get it. He dove at it, but I don't think he would have had a play if he could have gotten to it. It did get into left field, but nobody advances any farther. Wyatt goes to second. Kale goes to first with a one-out single. And Daniel Patch, he struck out last time, but he has two doubles his first two times at bat, and he has been hitting the ball. Troy Homan on deck, one out. We got him over. We got there in scoring position, Daniel. Let's get him in this time. He led off with that strikeout last inning, and then we loaded the bases after that. So, Daniel, let's hit one hard and get Wyatt in. That one's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Hardesty still pitching for the Lincoln View Lancers. He looked like they might going to pull him out last inning. We left him in, and he kept the Indians scoreless. He hit one's very, very high, pretty deep. That is caught. Wyatt tags. Pretty decent throw. Wyatt easily in there, but that was a lot better throw than I was expecting from way out there. It was right on line and only about three steps away from getting him. So we have him on second and third now with two outs. So we have the umpire and the Lincoln View, I don't think that's the head coach, discussing things out to the left of the plate. Not sure what's going on there, but I think we might be doing a... Nope, yeah, I thought he was coming over to tell us about a sub, but that's not what's going on. I have no idea what that was about, but everything's resolved. And Troy Homan will come to the plate. Two on, two outs. Left-handed batter. Sage Wendell on deck. You have to get him in, Troy. Let's keep this going. There's a base hit into right field. Wyatt will score. Kale holds up at third base. So we got him over, got him on, and got one in. Let's do that again here. Sage coming to the plate. Sage got on with an error last time. On the corners, two outs. Let's get another one in here, Sage. Riggs Toby on deck. It's now 4-0 Indians. Throw over to first. Just not a hard throw, so if it had gotten past the first baseman, he could have gotten it easily before Kale could have gotten home. Not sure why you throw over for that, but just kind of keeping him there. Sage is going, and they're going to let him steal rather than try to throw it out there and hope they get that third out because Kale was ready to roll into home plate. So we have runners at second and third, two of them in scoring position now. Sage, let's get that base hit. His first game that he played against Tri-Village, he had – I think two hits and three RBIs. And Coach Eink has found a place for him to play, I believe, every game since then. Ooh, weak swing. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, two on. Second and third for our Indians. Sage, then Riggs. Let's get to Riggs for sure. Be on base, Sage. 1-2 pitch coming. Lined right down the third base line. Kale Rammel had to hit the ditch to keep from getting hit with that one. Whew. He was kind of, you know, he was ready to go on the swing of the bat with two outs, and he was kind of coming, and he had to hit the dirt. So foul ball, count remains at a ball, two strikes. Hit one about 3 feet to the other side of that, and we got us another run. Foul one back to the screen. Again, count remains. One ball, two strikes. Sage fighting them off. Let's get a couple more in here, Sage. That one's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Catcher's trying to frame that one. See if that umpire will give him the strike. But it was probably a good 6 inches outside. That umpire hasn't been calling that way outside today. We've had a couple over the season that have called a pretty outside pitch. But when they call them both ways, it's okay. Sage fouls one back up into the stands. By the time it gets through rolling, it's almost down here where I am. So two balls, two strikes. Sage, I think this is going to be his ninth pitch. Two balls, two strikes. And he called that right on the inside corner. That's a strikeout. And that will be the third strikeout for Hardesty. That'll be the third out for the Indians. But we score a run going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Two more chances for the Lancers. Indians lead right now by a score of 4-0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians lead the Lincoln View Lancers 4-0. Lincoln View comes in at 10-1. Indians come in at 8-4, I believe. And for the Lancers, it will be the number four batter, Evan Miller, the second baseman, followed by Jack Dunlap and Aiden Hardesty. First pitch comes in, ball one. Base hit into center field. Leadoff single for Evan Miller. And Jack Dunlap, the first baseman, will come to the plate, followed by Aiden Hardesty. I'm being joined here by Isaac Lefevre. He has been, when the Indians are at the plate, he is the announcer here. When the Lancers are at the plate, their announcer is here. So how do you think things have been going here?
I think this is personally, I think this is one of our best games that we've played all year. Yeah. This team is ranked, I think their PA announcer said they were ranked fourth in the state now for D3.
Yeah, I had heard second, but they're great.
Rushi's actually second right now.
Oh, are they?
But
okay.
just the fact that we're up 4-0 to a state
great
runner-up and a terrific, terrific team.
Yeah, these guys are good. So
incredible.
Yep, Alex is still on the mound for the Indians. Jack Dunlap at the plate batting left-handed. He had a single his first time up and then lined back to Alex.
That's a ball outside.
Yep. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. First man on base for Lincoln View. Let's shut him down again, Alex. Lines one just a little to the outside of their third base coach. So a ball and a strike. Nobody out. Alex has been pretty good today. He's only struck out three or four, but he's had him fooled. That one's back to Alex. He goes to second for the force. Over to first in time. That is a great double play.
A 5-4-3 right to Alex. Actually, not a 5-4-3. Yeah, sorry, a 1-4-3.
Yeah.
That was a really, really good grab there by Alex.
Yeah,
and he's been shot at about twice today.
Yes.
First time hit his ankle, second time he snatched it out of the air, and then third time was a small little grounder to him there.
So two outs now, two up, two down the hard way. Very high. It's going to go out of play, foul.
Foul ball into the stands.
Into the stands where there are actually people sitting.
Now into the second row.
Yeah, obviously this is a huge ballpark, so even 500 fans don't look like a lot here. But I see teams from the next game assembling there in the stands. That one's hard hit into center field.
That should be Cale.
Yep, Cale took a step in, then he takes a step back. Well, didn't get to talk to you much here. You're going to have to go back to work because the Indians are coming to the plate.
I'll be back the next time Lincoln views up, Neil.
All right, thanks. See you, Isaac.
Yep.
We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Day Air Ballpark, where our Indians going to the top of the seventh, leading 4-0 now. We have the bottom of the order, but the bottom of the order has been on base 5 out of 9 chances. So usually that's kind of the weak spot. They have been on base. It'll be Riggs Toby, Tucker Overman, Alex Dews. That one's in there for a called strike on Riggs. Again, Indians scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and one in the sixth for an insurance run, and we want to get more insurance runs here. That one's popped up right side, out of play, into the stands. No balls, two strikes to Riggs, our junior catcher. He'll step back in. Hardesty still pitching for the Lancers. That one's high for a ball. Riggs with a swing and a miss. Catcher loses the ball, but grabs it real quick, tags Riggs. So one up, one down. That looks like the fourth strikeout, if I'm keeping my stats correct, for the Lincoln View Lancers, for our Indians. Tucker Overman had a single in his first time up in the second inning, and he scored. Yep, is that Tucker? I think that's Bo 10, maybe. Yep, that's Bo 10 batting for Tucker here in the top of the seventh, getting another guy a chance to bat here in this great ballpark. So took the first one for a ball, swung at the second for a strike, one ball, one strike. One man out, nobody on. Indians leading 4-0 here. The sun's coming out. Bo lifts one really high. Shallow center. Center fielder fights off the sun that just came out and makes the catch. So that's two outs. Just got a little under it. Jackson Irvin will come in and bat for Alex Deuce. I like that we're letting some guys get out here and do some batting. And he pops one back into the stands. It's down where I can't see if there's anybody there. Hope nobody's getting hurt on those back in the stands. They have plenty of time because it has to go pretty high to get over that netting. That one's way high and way outside. One ball, one strike. He lifts one into left field. Left fielder's there. And he makes the play. That's three up, three down on a couple of hard hit balls by pinch hitters Bo Tin and Jackson Irvin. So we will go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Indians leading the Lincoln View Lancers by a score of 4-0. Last chance for the Lancers.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is...
We're going to cut in here, and we are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Alex Deuce still on the mound for the Indians.
Just need three outs here, Neil.
Yep, Brandon Renner, the left fielder at the plate. He got a single his last time up. Our bottom of the order was on five times out of nine chances. Their bottom of the order has been on two times out of six chances. So the Renner here is a senior. The next two batters are freshmen, and they have a single between them and a fly out and two strikeouts. So this is looking good for the Indians, but you never know with a team like this. This is a good team.
That's a ball high, 2-2.
Yep. Two balls, two strikes, and Alex is battling here in the bottom of the seventh trying to get this complete game. So how's it? Is it pretty cool being over there announcing?
It's a really great experience. You know, I'd like to thank Coach Ike, obviously.
Oh, that was a pretty close.
It was real, real good.
A little high. But 3-2.
I've seen a lot of pitches like that though that are too close to call.
Yeah.
I'd like to obviously thank Coach Ike for the opportunity to do the PA, both during the season and for this.
Yeah, one was way inside at his feet. So
ball four, he's
that'll
walked.
Be the I think the only the second walk for Alex, but we need to limit those. We cannot let him keep getting guys on base. Chase Overholt is coming to the plate, and he is 1-for-2 today.
That'll be a nice time. There we go, Tucker.
Lifted
Overman
into right field. Tucker goes
gets
back.
That one.
Has it. The runner has to stay at first base, so we have an out. And runner still at first. Jared Jesse now will be, junior will be batting for Holden Price, who has struck out twice. So he's a big left-hander. I remember his probably brother, I would assume, Creed Jesse was a big monster on the basketball court for several years. It seemed like he played for 6 years for him. He was just a big presence, and this kid is a big, strong kid. Left-handed batter, we'll see what he can do.
Let's go for a double play here. Just end the game here real quick.
I'll vote for that.
So today, earlier, I don't know if you've mentioned this, our varsity softball team fell 7-2 to Rushi, and our freshman baseball team fell 5-4 to Wapakoneta today.
Oh, okay.
I knew
about the girls' game. Didn't know about the freshman boys.
It's the freshmen's first loss of the season, if I remember correctly.
That's probably right. They are good.
They are. And
they have some great athletes.
I think they said in their last five games before this one, they outscored their opponents 73-9. And after today's game, I mean, you're like, oh, they're 5-1, but then you look at their scoring margins, and yeah, they've outscored opponents 77-14 throughout the course of this season.
Man.
And they have one loss, which is just incredible. Considering their top scoring games, they won 25-0, 14-3. They, you know, they have a bunch of it's an incredible team. And guys like Alex Garkey on the mound, Brody Hart behind the plate, Caden Holman at first. You know, it's just a very, very good team.
That one's a little high to Jesse. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. We have one out, runner still at first base.
Especially with the juniors on this team. We have Sage Wendell at second base, Troy at shortstop, Caden the sophomore at third base, Alex and Riggs.
He backed off of that one, and the umpire called it one at the bottom inside corner of the strike zone, strike three. So that is another strikeout in that number nine position. And I believe that's five.
Dane Ebel is up to bat now.
Yep, and that is the top of the order for him.
Dane's
designated hitter.
Dane's hit 2 home runs this year is what the Lincoln View PA announcer said. He hit one that's a grand slam, and another one that was just a moonshot.
First one way inside. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs now, runner at first. The tying run is in the hole here, so Alex, one foul back into the stands, comes out of the second tier and bounces back into the first tier over to the Lincoln View fan side. I can't see how many Indians fans there are, but
I think
there's
probably a
pretty decent amount.
We traveled well.
Yep, good.
And you know, I think that's my time. I probably should go back to the booth because I got to announce the end of the game here. It's now a 1-2 count with 2 outs. I should probably get back there so I can announce everything.
So you can do your real job.
You've done a great job here, Neil. Baseball team's done great, and I think the future is looking bright for this program.
Oh yes.
So thank you, Neil. And,
I appreciate
enjoy the rest
it, Isaac.
Of the game.
Yep. Yeah. And great job here at the PA. That's awesome. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And Alex Deuce is one pitch away from finishing this game, and he strikes him out. And Riggs Toby shakes the umpire's hand, and that is a strikeout swinging. And we'll be back in a minute or two or three so I can add up our stuff. Indians with a 4-0 victory over the Lincoln View Lancers that just, you know, they've been going through everybody pretty well. They came in at 10-1. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and we'll be giving you the wrap-up here from Day Air Ballpark.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Have you been- been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's Grab and Go section lately? You know by now they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, sushi, macaroni and potato salads, coleslaw, as well as soup, and a nice selection of Bob Evans side dishes. Also, they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken, and there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you want to get in and out in a hurry, but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you in their grab-and-go section.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Welcome back to the Dayair Ballpark, where our Indians come away with a 4-0 victory over a super tough Lincoln View Lancers team. They had been just kind of going through everybody, and man, did we played well today. You know, you've heard the guys talking, get them on, get them over, get them in, and we had not been doing that. We'd been leaving runners on base, runners on base. Now, we still left, I believe, 9 runners on base tonight, or today, but we did get them in 4 different times. We had a couple of two-out rallies where we scored and just did well. So here's what I have. I have us with 11 hits, and Lincoln View had 3 errors that helped us. We had 1 walk. Nobody stole a base on either team. The Indians struck out 4 times, and like I said, walked once, and we left 9 on base, but we did get 4 runs in. We had several times when we got those key hits, and that's refreshing, because it's just been so tough over the last couple of weeks when we'd have guys on base and we just couldn't get them in. So for the Lincoln View Lancers, I have them with 6 hits, 2 walks, no steals, no, and Indians had no errors, Alex Deuce with a complete game 6 hitter, also struck out 6, walked 2, and they left 9 runners on base. So Alex Deuce just was great today. He had 2 hits. He struck out 6 guys and only allowed 6 hits and 0 runs. He was tough. There was a couple of times when he would not get those strikes when he needed, but most of the time he was starting them off with a strike. And then his if you've seen him pitch, I think I've only seen it once or twice this year, but he has this sidearm that he comes in with, and he fooled them pretty good on that. I think he threw 3 or 4 of those today, and I don't believe they put the bat on it. I think they watched 1 and whiffed at 3 of those sidearm pitches. So it was a great outing for Alex Dews. Daniel Patch, again, with a couple of doubles. And Alex with a couple of singles. Everybody seemed to just do what they needed to do. Wyatt Benn had a couple of singles. Just kind of glancing here at what we have. Cale Rammel got on with an error in the first and scored. And he also had a single. He was on a couple of times. Daniel Patch with those two long doubles and a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning to score an insurance run. Daniel Patch, man, he's been hitting the ball, but it just seems like bad luck where it's at somebody. Today it was dropping in there. He hit the gap a couple of times and just was hitting the ball well. Troy, his last two at-bats were singles. It's just been refreshing. Sage Wendell, he was 1-for-4, but he was 0-for-4. He got on with an error, but he played great in the field, and he's been putting the bat on the ball. Our guys are playing well. Riggs with a couple of a walk and got on with a walk and an error. Tucker Overman had a single. Bo Tin came in and he flew out pretty deep, and Jackson Irvin also flew out pretty deep. Alex with a couple of singles. So our guys just played well today against an outstanding team that came in at 10-0. As Isaac said a minute ago, the latest poll has them at number 4 in the state in Division 3, but 10-1. Their only loss, a 6-4 loss to Wayne Trace with a very good pitcher. Their only loss until now. So Indians, man, what a day for the Indians. A beautiful place to play. Mostly cloudy during the day, and a couple of times the sun came out, a little bit of a breeze. Just a great day for a baseball game and a great showing by our Indians. So I want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us out to get us down here, and especially the Indians, just a great, great job by our guys. And they've been down on the field taking pictures. They're still kind of out there, even though the other two teams for the next game are out there warming up. I'm not sure when the next game is due. It's a little after 5 right now, so this game took right at 2 hours. And the next two teams are out there, but I'm going to guess it's still going to be a 6 o'clock game, 5:30 for sure. So, like I say, our guys are still walking around out there on the field and getting pictures with fans and talking to our fans there at the fence. And it's just, this has been a really good day. So, thanks again for listening. And we'll have the girls' game against Rushi that took place at noon today. That will be in the archives when I get back. It's going to be a couple of hours. And this game will also be in the archives. Again, thanks for listening, and we appreciate everybody tuning in all the time. Again, Monday we have a game that just got put on the schedule at South Adams at 5 o'clock. We will not be able to broadcast that game, and if you go over, the state of Indiana requires them to charge $6 at the gate for admission. So just remember that if you go over there, it's going to cost you $6, and we will not be broadcasting that game. Then two MAC games this week for our baseball team. We'll play at St. Henry on Tuesday, and that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. And we'll play at Minster on Thursday on Fort Recovery Radio. And also on Thursday, the softball team will host Minster, and you can hear that on Sports Stream 2. So those will be the games Monday at South Adams, Tuesday baseball at St. Henry, Thursday softball against Minster on Sports Stream 2, and baseball at Minster on Fort Recovery Radio. Prom is on Friday night, so there will be no games on Friday or Saturday. So thanks for listening, and we appreciate you tuning in, and tune in again next week.
been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.